you feel now?
Yeah, I feel good now. I was just kind of playing the third. I was driving the net, and I just kind of got pushed, and I landed on my back, and I had a little soreness, so I didn't want to, you know, force the issue. And then I took the yesterday off, and today I felt pretty good.
Watching from the third period of your last game, was that a tough one?
Yeah, definitely. You know, at this point of the year, every game is so important, and at home, especially against a team that's lower than us in the standings, you know, those are points you can't afford to lose. So it's definitely disappointing, but now it's behind us, and we got to focus on tonight. Tonight's even bigger for us.
What kind of advantage is them playing last night against Calgary play for you guys?
Yeah, that helps. You know, they had to travel last night and came in. Obviously, the fatigue might be a bit more on their side than ours. We had the day off yesterday, so there's no excuses. We got to come out right away from the start and take it from them and try to discourage them. And, you know, like you said, they played last night, so they might be a little tired, so we got to get on them right away.
Shots last game, but did you guys have enough traffic in front of the net?
Yeah, we talked about it. You know, they did a pretty good job boxing us out too and making their goalie able to see the puck, so we got to find a way to battle and try to get in front of them more. And yeah, definitely we got to get in front of goalies because it's all the goalies in this league are too good. If they see the pucks, they got to make the save, so we got to get in front of them.
Urgency, we talked about a lot with this group just based on where you guys are in the standings. Did you have enough of it, did you think, on Sunday, or do you need to see more of it tonight?
No, we do need to see more. We didn't. The energy on their bench and the way we were in before the game wasn't right, not quite right, I'd say. So tonight we got to find a way to they get fired up. You know, those are big games. If we want to have any chance of making the playoffs, we got to win those games. So we got to know that and come and prepare for that way, for sure.
Yeah, obviously, especially just 10 days ago. But yeah. What do you expect from a team that's being led right now by its veterans too?
Right, they skate well. They're a good team. They've done it for years now, and you know you can never take them lightly. And even though they played last night, like we said, they're gonna come out and. They're in kind of the same situation as us. You know, they got to win games to make the playoffs. So it's going to be, I feel like it's going to be a hard battle tonight.
Last year you guys called it playing ugly. That was the identity of this team. Is that not getting to the front of the net? Is that getting away from that identity?
Yeah, a little bit. And like I say, you know, teams now, they do a good job as well. Bucks now not letting you to get to the front of the net. But we just got to work harder to get there. So it's, I know it's tough, but... you know, maybe sometimes it's the D kind of hold it half second, give the forwards a chance to get there before they shoot it too. You know, it's kind of a combination of both, and I'll try to work on that. You know, having the D kind of wait for us to get there and then take the shot the right time with the guys in front.
Thank you.
Is this the kind of a series or game where you have to just be very patient simply because there are going to be chances that are handed to you at times?
Yeah. And we talked about this morning, we want to make sure we take care of our own end first, and the offense is going to be there for us. We don't want to go and exchange rush attacks against these guys. You know, they're a team with a lot of skills, and if you just go running guns against those guys, I don't really like our odds. So we got to play into our strength and play hard defensively, blocking shots, getting the pucks out when we have to, winning the battles that we need to win, and then once we get to the offensive zone, you know, bury our chances and try to get some traffic in front of the goalie.
Energy maybe wasn't quite right on the bench the last game. Why is that?
Sometimes when you come back from a long road trip, you know, you feel like you're finally coming back home. You feel like it's going to get a little easier for you, but it doesn't, you know, and it never worked that way. And, last game was just kind of, you know, the energy I felt on the bench wasn't quite where it should have been, especially for the where we are right now and fighting for positioning in the standings. You know, every game is so important that we can never take a night off, and I feel like last game might have been the case a little bit, so we're going to try to figure this out and come out tonight and do it better.
Do you think any of that had to do with the fact that, I mean, there was so much talk about the fact that it was Kane's return and this and that, and trying to downplay that? But maybe
a little bit too, we put so much, like we didn't want to put too much focus on this stuff, but it was out there and people were talking about it. And like I said, I've seen it before coming off a long road trip where you did pretty good on the road, and now you feel like, you know, coming back home, it's going to get a little easier on you, and it doesn't. So it's always very disappointing we didn't get the 2 points, but you know, we got a lot of hockey left, and hopefully we can tonight take care of that.
you say at the beginning that it was your back you fell on in front of that
thing? Yeah, I was driving in that, and I just kind of lost my footing as the D was pushing me, and I landed kind of flat on my back, and just kind of lost, I got the wind knocked out, and got back to the bench. I was kind of sore. I didn't too sure what was going on there. I had a little bit of pain in the back and the chest, so I didn't feel like I kept going, so I just skated off, and the next day we felt better, and today we feel even better. So I guess it's just a little soreness now.
Yeah. And the pain in the chest is why they called the ambulance, just as a precaution for you.
Yeah, they weren't too sure. I had a little bit trouble breathing. My left lung was kind of hurting when I took deep breath. Wasn't too sure what was going on, and they didn't want to take any chances. They didn't know if my spleen, something was wrong with my spleen, so that's kind of what made the big scene where they got all worried about my spleen, and then we got a scan and it was fine, so it's all good.
How worried were you?
I got a little worried too, yeah, once you see the ambulance, you see all these doctors around you all of a sudden. Like, I had a little bit of pain, but I wasn't too sure what was going on. I got a little nervous, but thankfully it was nothing serious.
Did you have a scan done here, or did they take you to the hospital?
Take me to the hospital, and I had a scan there. And
in the ambulance?
Ambulance to the hospital, and then just a scan, and it came out fine, so it was more scared than anything else. Yeah.